This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. And today I'm sharing two stories from our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas. I know it's early, but since you're going to start seeing Christmas stuff everywhere, you might as well get into the spirit of it. And what better way than with two stories about kids not being selfish, but instead focusing on giving to other kids so they'll have a merrier Christmas. In our first story, Donna Marsh tells us that her family wasn't poor, but they certainly weren't rich. And her dad sometimes worked two jobs to provide for them. But then one year, things were different. Donna's mom got a job too. And with two incomes, Christmas promised to be the best yet. Donna and her brother couldn't wait for Christmas morning. Just prior to the holiday, though, their mother's coworker passed away, leaving behind a partially disabled husband, an infant, and several other children. Everyone at the store where Donna's mother worked wanted to make sure that the family had Christmas, so they banded together to provide something for each member of the family. Donna, who was in first grade, got to pick out a few items for the younger children, and she found herself beginning to look at Christmas a bit differently. She had begun to feel the joy of giving. When Christmas morning finally arrived, Donna and her brother found more presents than they ever had imagined. Those presents filled the space under the tree and even part of the next room. Later that morning, a neighbor stopped by. He had discovered that a single mother who lived in the area had been unable to give her children a Christmas. So he was asking people if they had anything they could donate. When Donna and her brother sat down with their parents to discuss this, they didn't hesitate. Donna says, "We treated it like a game and went shopping among our gifts to pick out presents for the children. It didn't take us long to box up quite a few items." That Christmas season was truly Donna's introduction to the joy of giving. She says, "When I look back on that Christmas, I can vividly recall so many things, but the presents I most remember aren't the ones I received, but the ones I gave away. To this day, one of my favorite parts of the Christmas holidays is doing something for others. Toys for children, meals for families, hats for the homeless, or volunteering around the city. There are so many ways to lend a hand, and even the smallest act can have a tremendous impact." And by the way, the new book this story appears in, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Blessings of Christmas, is being used by us as a fundraiser for Toys for Tots. It's the fifth Christmas book we've used in this way, with a portion of the royalties going to Toys for Tots. If you don't know Toys for Tots, they are that organization that is run by the U.S. Marine Foundation, and they collect and distribute gifts for children in need all across the United States.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Donna learned about the joy of giving at age 6. And in our next story, we watch a mom learn about the joy of giving from her 10-year-old son. Christine Jarmola says that she didn't grow up with much, so she overcompensated for her children at Christmas because she knew what it felt like to wake up on Christmas morning and find very few gifts under the tree. She would make sure she knew what her kids wrote in their letters to Santa so she could make sure that nothing was overlooked. The good news was that her son, Darku, already knew what really mattered. When he was 10, they started a new tradition of choosing a child from an angel tree and fulfilling that child's gift requests. And Darku was so excited when they received a Christmas ornament with the name of a little boy who was also 10, just like him. 2 weeks before the big day, Christine took Darku to the store. He was eager to shop for his angel tree counterpart. Christine wanted to get the boy the underwear and socks that he had requested, but Darku said they couldn't just buy anything. He knew that boy would want SpongeBob underwear. It was the same story with sweatpants and a hoodie. And then when they were passing the candy aisle, Darku reminded her that the child needed a stocking, and he said he knew just the candy to fill it. Over in the toy section, Darku wouldn't settle for buying the boy a puzzle, even though his list had said he liked puzzles and model airplanes. Darku insisted they buy the boy a bike instead. A bike, a whole bike. Christine says, there it was, a bicycle. All I could see was the price tag. It was going to throw a kink in my Christmas budget. She started to protest, but Darku looked so happy. This is it, he said. This is the bike he needs. At the checkout, the man in front of them asked, are you getting a new bike? Not me, Darku replied. It's for my friend. He needs a bike for Christmas. He's lucky to have a friend like you to give him such a nice gift, the stranger replied. Darku shook his head. Nah, I'm the lucky one because I'm able to give it. Well, at that, Christine had to work hard not to cry right in the checkout line. She says, the cashier probably thought I was emotional over the total. She didn't know I had just received the best Christmas gift of all. Through my son's generosity, I was reminded of how we should all give, not because we must, but because we are lucky enough to get to. We started that story in our book with a quote from Tony Sorensen that goes like this. If you want to experience the true meaning of Christmas, give something to someone who can offer nothing in return. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, the blessings of Christmas, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you could check out the front and back covers and read more about it. You'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story in your email inbox every day. There will be lots of stories from this book in the coming weeks. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode for a couple of stories from our new book about cats, for two stories in which cats act as remarkably effective healthcare aides.